My name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day. At Emmanuel, we're in the middle of a sermon series on David. We've been tracking his ascent to the throne since mid-May, and it's been an absolute pleasure to see the interweaving of God's design and David's courageous faithfulness. Undoubtedly, David's rise to the throne is nothing short of miraculous, but it feels a little anticlimactic, because after chapters and chapters of building anticipation, David's coronation is brief and abrupt. Then, immediately following David's coronation, is this bizarre account of how David took Jerusalem. Before I get to that, I should mention that Jerusalem was not called Jerusalem at that time. It was a heavily fortified city called Jebus, a Jebusite city. For several reasons, David planned to capture the city and make it the capital of Israel's promised land. Listen to this bizarre account from 2 Samuel 5, verses 6 through 8. The king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, who said to David, "You will not come in here, but the blind and the lame will ward you off," thinking, "David cannot come in here." Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is, the city of David. And David said on that day, "Whoever would strike the Jebusites, let him come up the water shaft and attack the lame and the blind, who are hated by David's soul." Therefore it is said, "The blind and the lame shall not come into the house." After hearing that, you might wonder, what does David have against the blind and the lame Jebusites? Seems a little harsh. But it's easy to miss the irony happening in these verses. The Jebusites are mocking David. They are so confident in their fortifications that they're essentially saying, "Our defenses are so strong that even the blind and lame could stop you, David." And then, turning to his soldiers and dripping with sarcasm, David says, "We'll surprise attack by exploiting a weakness in their walls and kill the Jebusites as if they were blind and lame." And of course, David's plan works. The Jebusites are defeated, Jebus is taken and renamed Jerusalem, forever called the City of David. It's a glorious moment in Israel's history. But in time, that glory fails. David dies, the kingdom is divided, and eventually Jerusalem falls to the Babylonians. And in the midst of such overwhelming darkness, Israel's only hope was in the Messiah, the Son of David. Many centuries later, at the long-anticipated time, the Son of David came to the city of David to establish a kingdom of an entirely different sort. One of the many signs that proved Jesus' kingdom would be altogether different was what happened when Christ came to Jerusalem. Matthew 21:14 says, "The blind and the lame came to him in the temple in Jerusalem, and he healed them." It's a direct contrast of what happened when David came to Jerusalem. The old kingdom brought death and so faded. The new kingdom, the kingdom of Christ, brings life and will thus increase without end, as Isaiah 9:7 says. This is further validated when John the Baptist sends disciples to Jesus to ask if he was the one they had been waiting for. Jesus responds with, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have the good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." That's Luke 7:22 and 23. To prove that he was truly the Messiah, that the kingdom of God had indeed come, part of Jesus' evidence was that he gives sight to the blind and heals the cripple. It's evidence of a new and emerging order. The old Jerusalem was established in the blood of the blind and the lame. The new Jerusalem is established in the restoration and redemption of the blind and lame. And there is so much more at work than just physical ailments. Jesus gives sight to the blind, those that were blind to God and his ways, lost to the darkness of sinful desires. Jesus heals those so twisted and broken by their sinful choices that they're utterly crippled to navigate life. We are the blind and lame, so desperate for the healing touch of the Son of David. And how blessed we are when we are not offended by him, but repent of our sinful ways and give to Christ our wholehearted loyalty. For when we come to Jesus in faith like this, he heals our twisted limbs and darkened eyes, and he will never cast us out. How blessed are those who are not offended by the Son of David. My name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day.